to grow old gracefully. Here comes in the careful study of every discreet man when to begin to lay off the burdens, and how fast, or, to learn to grow old gracefully. The writer has been studying this matter several years. At the age of 20 we put the armor on, and for 38 years ours has been a life of toil, care, perplexity, and sickness much of the time. Our nervous system has been shocked 3 times with paralysis, and 3 times the arm that traces these lines has fallen, for a time to be raised and moved only by the other. These dangerous attacks have usually occurred after severe mental strain, such as has ever been our portion at General Conference. We were reported absent from the late conference in consequence of ill health. Thanks to that worthy body for the vote of sympathy. It is our duty, however, to state that our absence was through fear of another breakdown. Both Mrs. White and the writer have important writing to do, books to complete which should be in the hands of the people. If we attend the conferences and camp meetings at the call of our people, we shall never do this work, which is not second to any other. Thus retired, with the blessing of God, we hope to restore that lost art in this fretting generation, of growing old gracefully. Ibid, May 20, 1878. But these words, written in sincerity, were soon forgotten.